You're listening to The Story, Chapter 26, The Hour of Darkness, presented by Zondervan in the New International Version of the Bible.
Chapter 26, The Hour of Darkness. On the first day of the Festival of Unleavened Bread, when it was customary to sacrifice the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples asked him,
"Where do you want us to go and make preparations for you to eat the Passover?"
So he sent two of his disciples, telling them,
"Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him. Say to the owner of the house, he enters, 'The teacher asks, where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there."
The disciples left, went into the city, and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover. When evening came, Jesus arrived with the 12. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him,
"Lord, are you going to wash my feet?"
Jesus replied,
"You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand."
"No,"
said Peter.
"You shall never wash my feet."
Jesus answered,
"Unless I wash you, you have no part with me."
"Then, Lord,"
Simon Peter replied,
"not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well."
Jesus answered,
"Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you."
For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place.
"Do you understand what I have done for you?"
he asked them.
"You call me
Sample complete. Ready to continue?